The first week is mostly classroom where you're learning all the general knowledge and all the tips and, you know, watching videos and things like that. The second week is all skills.
That's Women in Trucking founder and president, Ellen Voya.
They had an open house last week, and there were two women who came in, and one woman came in and said, "Are you really the president of Women in Trucking?" I said, "Yes." She goes, "Oh, I wish I was in your class."
So what's she talking about? We'll find out next on the Women in Trucking Update.
The Women in Trucking Update.
To mentor and encourage and to support. That's what we're all about.
Happy 2009, and thank you to everyone who was a part of our Women in Trucking Updates last year. I'm your host, David Lane, and hey, we're already looking forward to another great year of great information. And please continue to call us with any questions or something you'd like to hear covered in future updates. All you have to do is call our toll-free vent line, and I'll give that number at the end of the show. But first, to kick off the new year, I thought I'd wish Women in Trucking president and founder Ellen Voya a happy new year and find out what 2009 has in store for Women in Trucking. But she's not answering her office phone, and, well, there's no trade show or convention going on that I know of. So I tried her cell, and, well, Ellen, where are you?
I'm in Cleveland.
Now tell us what you're doing there.
I'm attending the Cuyahoga Community College, or Tri-C, truck driving training.
What did you just say?
I'm at the Cuyahoga Community College in Cleveland, Ohio. It's Tri-C, and it's expedited three-week course. So I will be taking my CDL exam at the end of the third week.
So you're going for your CDL?
You bet. You bet. Last week was a classroom, and so I spent a week studying, and I got my learner's permit, so I passed the general knowledge questions. I passed the hazardous materials endorsement. I have my air brakes endorsement. I have my tanker endorsement and my combination vehicles endorsement.
So we actually caught you right smack in the middle of training. You taking a lunch break right now?
That's right. I'm actually on my lunch, and this morning I was parallel parking all morning. I have to tell you, Dave, my left knee is hurting.
All the drivers just said, "Yeah, sure."
But, you know, they get to go forward. I just keep going forward and backing. The first week, it's a three-week course. It's an accelerated course. The first week is mostly classroom where you're learning all the general knowledge and all the tips and, you know, watching videos and things like that. The second week is all skills. So we get out there and we're on the skills pad and we're doing backing, straight line backing, which I mastered that on Monday, so I'm feeling good about that. And then was the crossover backing, so I still need some work on that. But today I learned how to parallel park. Did okay. My last parallel park I wouldn't be real proud of, but it's there. So I would have been sticking out in the street a little bit, but it's there. The next one is going to be the alley backing, the alley dock backing.
So was anybody filming?
Nobody's filming, thank God.
So,
oh, I'm sure all the drivers out there would get such a kick out of watching me learn how to back up a truck.
Well, Ellen, I think I know the answer to this question, but why are you getting your CDL?
You know, one of the things I'm always asked as president of Women in Trucking, the first thing people say is, "Are you a truck driver?" And I always say, "No." But, you know, Women in Trucking isn't just for truck drivers. But then the next thing they say is, "Have you ever driven?" And I have to tell them I don't have a CDL. So I was given the opportunity by Tri-C to get my CDL, and I'm writing a book about my experience and about how to choose a truck driving school, how to get funding, and then what the training is actually like, and how to pass the tests, and, you know, things like that.
Well, you're really kicking off 2009 in a bang here.
You know, Dave, at least if the economy gets even worse, I know that I can find a job driving a truck.
You're going to go get your authority, aren't you?
No.
So things are going real well, and how many folks do you have with you there at the school?
There's only four people in the class. It's a very small class, and there's four trucks. Now, three of them have 10-speed manual transmission. They're all Freightliners with Detroit Series 60s, but one of them has an automatic. Of course, we can't get in the automatic yet, but we're going to learn how to shift and drive on the road with the manual transmission, but then for the test, we'll probably use the automatic.
Wow, this is incredible. Should I ask how many are female? Is it just you?
I'm the only female here, but Tri-C does get a lot of female drivers. They had an open house last week, and there were two women who came in, and one woman came in and said, "Are you really the president of Women in Trucking?" I said, "Yes." She goes, oh, I wish I was in your class.
Yeah, but maybe she was asking, what are you doing here?
You know, that's another one that people just assume that I'm already a truck driver and that I have a CDL. You know, and I tell them, you know, women in trucking is all about all career opportunities in the trucking industry, not just driving. But you know what, Dave? This is giving me a great perspective, and it will give me some great credibility with our members. And when I pull out my driver's license with my CDL and my endorsements and, you know, it just makes so much sense. I didn't do the fingerprinting or the background check yet, but I will do that.
Yeah, was there some reason why?
You know, we didn't get the results back from my physical or drug test yet either, so we're still waiting.
Well, there you go. Well, this is awesome news. Fantastic for our first edition in 2009, and you're going to have your CDL. This is great. And if you want to find out more with Ellen or chat with her about how she did on the parallel parking today, make sure you check out womenintrucking.org. And Ellen, any final thoughts you want to leave with our drivers?
Well, no, other than the fact that I really am having a lot of fun, Dave. It really is. It's a great learning experience. So I'm going to be coming out of this with a different perspective on driving a truck.
So we're going to see you at the National Truck Driving Championships this year, right?
You know, if I'm good enough to do the National Truck Driving Championships, then I think everybody should go to this school.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out on your lunch break. And we wish you great success. And we'll chat with you next time and see where you've driven.
Sounds good, Dave.
To become a member or to learn more, you can log on to womenintrucking.org. Or if there's something you want to hear on a future Women in Trucking update, just call our vent line 24/7 at 1-866-EZ2-VENT. That's toll-free, 1-866-392-8368. Remember, you can subscribe to the Women in Trucking Update podcast by going to iTunes and search Women in Trucking. Until next time, I'm David Lane.